This is the VOA Learning English Education Report. Many students say there is no easy way to write college papers. This may be especially true if English is not your first language. Most teachers agree that there is no single correct way to create a personal essay or research paper. But there are methods to help you structure your papers. One way often used to structure writing is the traditional 5-paragraph essay. Many students learn this form in middle and high school. The paragraphs follow conventions or established rules. The first paragraph is introductory. It tells the reader what the paper is about. It is followed by 3 paragraphs containing evidence that support the writer's argument. The final paragraph is the conclusion. It provides a reasoned opinion based on the evidence. Allison Cummings teaches English at Southern New Hampshire University. She is among many professors who find this form too simple for college work. Still, on the positive side, Ms. Cummings says the 5-paragraph essay form teaches a student some tools for writing a paper. She says the form teaches the need for the opening statement or thesis. This thesis tells the reader what will come next. In addition, students who have learned to write a 5-paragraph essay know they must provide evidence, and Ms. Cummings says the writer will know a conclusion is required. But she also says the 5-paragraph essay falls far short of college writing needs.
Most of the subjects that students are asked to write about are going to involve more paragraphs and more points and more complexities.
So if a traditional method for structuring a research paper does not work, what steps can help you structure your writing? Ms. Cummings' students learn several ways to organize their papers. The pace at which they learn differs. Ms. Cummings says doing research for a paper helps some students in their writing. The teacher says noting the way the research is structured can help students organize their own writing.
They'll read articles and see what other people argue about whatever issue they're writing on and get a sense of what the points are out there, what the debates are out there, and then let that structure what they come up with.
Allison Cummings offers sample outlines, examples for organizing papers.
If they want to use them, they're free to follow that kind of standard template.
Ms. Cummings also provides her students with examples of successful and unsuccessful student papers. That way, her class can see what works in a piece of writing and what does not. And that's the VOA Learning English Education Report. I'm Jerry Watson.